Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now back to the Cat Named Mo Show. How the f*** is this show still on? Does management not listen on the weekends?
Ben, you hear that? By the way, it's the Cat Named Mo Show. Thanks for joining us. You didn't. I'm gonna play it again. All right, because I'm gonna surprise you. I think I will. Let's bring it down. Let's start it back. This is some of the nastiest harmonica you're gonna hear. And what was the? They weren't new wave. Alternative before it was co-opted by the 90s. Like the,
so before, I was going to say 90s, but not 90s?
No.
Good, because 90s music was...
Yeah, the Matt Johnson and the, they were...
Are you stuttering, or is that the name of the band?
He sounds like me.
The name of...
The.
Jojo, that's a good point. People probably wouldn't realize it. No, the band is called The, and Matt Johnson was its primary creative force. I want to say Drew would know. This is where I need Drew. They were an alternative band, much in the mold of the Smiths,
okay.
kind of, and that ilk. But I want you to listen to this this harmonica right here because I love it.
Oh, bluesy.
And then when it comes in with the guitar, the guitarist and the harmonica player are the same. That's a killer. You know who that is?
No.
Johnny Marr from the
really?
Smiths. That is Johnny Marr on harmonica. Absolutely. Yeah, I love you some the. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is an abject lesson in how and why not to be a trash ass. Now, Roland, I'm
interesting
not,
that you choose that
I'm
term.
I'm not calling you a trash ass, and I'm not
sounds
saying
like
you had it coming, but you were a trash ass that had it coming.
Had it coming.
Okay.
Because I brought food for myself, because I'd be hungry.
He's okay. So mad at you.
Hungry.
He's hangry right now.
He should be.
Jojo, can I present all of the facts before you?
By all means, it's your
you
show.
Before you damn me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're
no, it's
welcome.
Not about it being my show.
Go for it.
When you guys are on, it's ours. So what it is though, I would like the facts to be presented.
Present.
Okay, now first we have to state this. When I walked into the last break of the Migs and Swig show, which was hosted by yourself, Jojo, and Ben Swig, I came in with a cup of ice water and a bag of Fritos chili cheese corn chips.
You did?
Yes.
And an egg, right?
And an egg. I had an egg, too.
You get that
pointed
egg?
It, and he pointed it out to me because he was peeling it.
Yes, I had a hard-boiled egg. I need that out of the way so I can see roll. So I had a hard-boiled egg and a bag of chili cheese corn chips. So I'm sitting down, and during the break, Roland comes over. And he looks at the bag of chili cheese corn chips and the egg, and he goes, dude, that's the exact same thing that I brought in. I brought in an egg and some chili cheese corn chips. Now, that's not that fascinating a conversation, so
what,
I brushed
what
them
off. What are the chances?
So I brushed them off. I go, oh, good. Now get out of here.
Get out of here. Can you bother me?
What else? Something like that. So now cut to... I eat the egg. I peel the egg and I eat the egg
you
during
do.
The last break of your show. I come over to take control of the board for my show, and it's before we're going on, and I open the bag of chili cheese corn chips. Now, Roland is not in here, but now all of you are, including Jerrica. And Roland, Jerrica, can you describe how Roland came into the room?
Yeah, he stormed in here. He was not happy.
He stormed?
He was pretty pissed.
And he was yelling, and now I'm taken aback because I'm just sitting here eating my bag of chili cheese corn chips.
I've never seen him act that way, actually.
And then I'm like, what the hell's wrong with this wackadoo? So I go, what did you say, Rolly? You go, hey, how are you enjoying those chili cheese corn chips? Go ahead, say what you said.
That was profanity laced a little bit.
Yeah, you can't repeat it all.
No.
Yeah, but are they good?
Are they good?
Are they good? Did you have to throw away my cereal?
I thought he was going to punch you in your face.
Yeah. Well, see, I go into the kitchen to grab a bowl of cereal because I brought two bowls of cereal and some milk. I brought the milk and everything. And I go in there and I open up the last place I had saw them and they were gone. It was gone. So I look in the trash and there it was. Oh. And then that's when it dawned on me that you were eating my corn chips.
Okay.
House.
Okay. Now, hungry. This looks bad for me, admittedly.
Yeah.
Kind of rough.
But now, let me set the course
the
of events.
Are we still talking about the band?
Don't be clever, JoJo. Oh, yeah. Don't be clever. Let me set the course of events backwards a couple of steps and let you know what happened with me.
From your perspective.
I come in. I get up the elevators. I enter the Cox Media enclave here. I go into the kitchen. I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. I opt out and I say, you know what? With the egg, water would be.
Wait,
just
where'd the egg come from?
The egg's mine.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Because I brought several boiled eggs as well.
No. Ain't nobody eating nobody's egg.
Hold
I don't
on,
know where they came
from. You didn't eat
your
egg, so wouldn't it be in the trash also?
No.
Well, they were in separate spots. The eggs are in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay. So now let me finish it. So I come in and I'm about to get tea, but I'm not. I decide not to. So I'm going to get water, which means I now have to walk out of the kitchen area. But there's a cabinet that's open, and I'm a fairly tall cat. So out of the peripheral of my eye, I see a paper plate with what looks to be like Lucky Charms on it. Just open.
Captain Crunch.
And then there is a Tupperware lid over the Captain Crunch.
Okay.
So in other words, there is exposed food there.
With a bag of chips on it.
We'll get to the bag of chips later. So now this is...
Where is this?
This is in the kitchen.
I know, but where in the kitchen? Because from what I understand, Bone or Cox rules, where is this bag of chips or this cereal?
This open plate is in the cabinet above the counter.
Okay, so it's not on the table.
It's not on the table.
Okay, which means if it's on the table... It's free game, correct?
Right.
Technically.
Yes.
Okay.
Technically. Okay. So I have noticed that we have here a German cockroach problem.
Why do they have to be German?
Well, that's just what they are.
Okay.
It's not because they're some white supremacists. Right,
I'm a German. I just want to make sure why they got to be German.
None of them's ever called me the N-word, if that's what you're getting at. I'm just stating that they're German like cockroaches.
Are there French cockroaches? Or is there different kinds?
No, but they're American cockroaches.
Does it matter? Yes. They're all gross.
Yeah, it does matter.
Okay.
I'll tell you why it matters. Because German cockroaches require filth to continue and
reproduce?
to not necessarily to reproduce,
okay.
But in American cockroaches, it's really not about cleanliness more than it is opportunity to get in. When you have German cockroaches, they are brought in through some method, and then they proliferate via living in filth, right. And you got food and everything. They're very hard to get rid of.
Ain't no border wall stopping them. They're coming in.
Once you've got German cockroaches and you have an infestation, now you got to bring in the man to eradicate them. Now you got to gas them.
So
which is ironic.
We divulge.
So I try and keep. That's why I'll always, when there's food on the table, I will throw it into the trash. I will also try and save some for other people that might be coming through. It's just I'm nice that way. Okay, so
I
don't understand that. I throw some of it away, but I save some of it.
If
for
you've
other people.
If you've already predetermined the outcome of your decision, JoJo, then I'm going to have to recuse you from these hearings.
Juries, right.
I am listening until all the facts are presented. We're just taking a really long time getting there.
It's a three-hour show.
I would like to cross-reference the witness after, Your Honor, and treat him like a hostile witness, but go ahead, continue.
Okay. So there was a sidebar. One of the members of the jury asked a question about German cockroaches, so I had to go off to the
side. I'm sorry, JoJo.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I believe it was me. But.
So I see this nasty plate of cereal with a with a Tupperware lid that's not really covering the entire area of cereal.
It was
cereal.
Just holding it.
Was so there milk in it?
No. Okay. But it's exposed cereal, and I'm like, what trash ass is inviting cockroaches around the cabinetry that we all use and everything by putting an exposed plate of cereal? So I say clearly, somebody must have done this in error. And so I take the cereal and the Tupperware and I chuck it in the garbage. Now, within close proximity of said plate of cereal is a small bag of chili cheese corn chips.
That you didn't put there, right?
It's not your turn.
Okay.
The defense.
Wait, where
the
were
prosecution
you?
Is not big.
I think
you like run to the restroom.
I think
or something?
He
I was doing my job.
But why'd you leave your cereal open there?
Well, I was saving it for later. And I was eating out of the Tupperware dish. Cereal
but you
bowl.
Just leave it out in the
so,
kitchen.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just put it in the refrigerator?
I expected to eat it within moments, really.
Because, Jerrica, you used to think that I was teasing about the cockroach problem that we have, but then you saw it, right? Mm-hmm. Correct?
I didn't know we had roaches.
Okay. So I say to myself, this person doesn't deserve this bag of chili.
So you were doing it to show a lesson or to save from the cockroach?
If there is no punishment, how is there a lesson learned? I believe that was Dostoevsky that told us that.
It was. Okay, so I guess the question is...
Crime and punishment.
I'd like to cross-examine you for a second.
Let's go right ahead.
Because
am I in the wrong here?
Well, we'll determine that. I need to speak to motive here.
Okay.
And I need you to be honest. You've already...
You're
sworn in. You're taking on the stand. At any point, when you looked at the cereal or the chili... Or the Cheetos, or whatever they were.
The chili cheese. Cheetos.
Did it ever cross your mind that this might be somebody else's who was going to eat it later?
I would say to you, is it conceivable to me that someone would put an open
Your Honor,
plate
Your Honor,
of,
Your Honor, please direct the witness to answer the question, yes or no.
You're asking me a question.
Please
Can
answer
I give
yes
you
or no.
I think he's pointing at you, Jojo.
I'm the judge?
Okay. Yeah.
It is, I like this game now.
Please answer
now
yes
I'm
or no.
Attention.
It is inconceivable to me that someone would put exposed food in a general usage cabinet and that they were going to consume later. I think that's the height of... Ugh.
So is that no?
That's a technical term, too, by the way.
I didn't mean to get scientific on your ass. But yes, it's the height of... Ugh.
But what about when there's like donuts or whatever left on the table? Those are exposed.
They're on the table. They are not in a... They are not somewhere that houses roaches and other vermin. And the other thing is they don't last. They don't last there very long. And I will say this. If I walk past the kitchen table and there is an open box of donuts, and I've done it in here, I will go over and I will close it to protect it for somebody else that might want to come by. Even if I don't get a donut, I will do that because then it saves it for other people.
Roland, does Mo's explanation of what he was doing make you any less hangry?
No. Listen. Okay. I'm confused because his art of BS is like, he is all over the place.
Wait a minute. First off, I was very focused in my explanation. And there's no BS. That's the exact trajectory of events and how they transpired leading up to you walking in.
So,
are you bursting in the studio as I'm stuffing your chili
hold
cheese?
On. Did you think
Frito?
To just leave it there maybe for a little bit just to see if somebody, because I've done that before where I get my coffee and it's making my coffee and then I'll run to the restroom real quick. That kind of thing. Like maybe he literally just put it there and then walked away for a second.
No, you don't. If you literally just leave something there, you don't put a Tupperware top on top
but
of it.
But why not? Because what if he just wanted to cover it so that he could protect it for that
Why
second
would you put
that
it,
put
why
it
would you? Why wouldn't you just leave it on the counter? Why wouldn't you leave it on the table if you were just walking away for a second?
I don't know. Everybody's different.
This was clearly somebody that had erroneously stored it in a very, haphazard fashion. Yes. Don't you have Ziploc bags at your house?
I brought all the cereal in a Tupperware with a lid on it to keep it contained.
Okay.
And then I only wanted half of it at a time, so I set half of it on that plate and put it in that. And then
you eat cereal on a plate?
No.
With milk?
No.
It's quite a trick.
No, I put half of the dry cereal on that plate and put it in the cupboard.
I don't understand why you didn't take it with you. It's almost like your personal item, so you should take all your food. Like,
I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to bring my Captain Crunch in. This
so you're going to leave exposed food in a general usage cabinetry area, inviting roaches to run around everybody else's stuff.
I didn't know there was roaches there.
Here's
why
my
wouldn't you take the cereal out and put it into a bowl that you wanted to eat and leave the remaining in the Tupperware container.
Yeah, I was eating
instead of eating out of the Tupperware container and leaving the cereal that you're going to eat.
That's why
on
you're the
plate.
Judge.
Solid question, but why are we not asking Mo why he threw my cereal away?
I'm not gonna lie to you. Because
be honest.
I work in an office where people have no regard for anybody else's stuff.
Preach.
Okay. They leave food on the counter. They don't put things away. They ruin food for other people because boxes are left open.
Yeah. Right.
I get annoyed.
Absolutely, fair enough.
Throw everything away.
Absolutely.
However,
because I don't want to work in or eat in an environment that's kind of dirty and filthy and crawling with German cockroaches.
Now, the bag of chips were closed.
That's the way
those
I'd like to get
those were not yours. You did not bring those in. You should not have eaten those.
Listen, so, again, sometimes you got to send a message. You understand what
no,
I'm saying?
No.
Yes, you do.
I think you're both at fault.
I agree. I think that the point about the cereal is understandable. It's sugar. It's a petri dish.
Yes.
However, if you were so concerned about the health and well-being and the cleanliness and sanitary space of the kitchen, why would you eat the Cheetos?
Oh, because they were closed.
Oh, they were closed.
Yeah, they were just in a little bag. It was just friendly bag.
Can we say that was the wrong? You were in the wrong for eating the bag of Cheetos.
No, because I still contend that a message needed to be sent.
That's not.
What's the message?
No,
don't be a trash ass.
No. You were in the wrong, Roland, for leaving your cereal out. You should have kept your personal things.
I'll take that.
Isn't that blaming the victim a little bit?
I love doing that. Because he shouldn't have taken the chips.
All right, well, that serves you right, Roland. I accept your apology.
Yeah, you both need to apologize to each other.
Oh, shut up, Jerry. All right, listen. Absolutely.
Hey, Mo, you got any more of those Cheetos?
No, they're gone, buddy. They're gone. All right, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll find out why I am apparently the most racist comic. And not only racist, but deplorable and belittling. Oh, there's a whole litany of words that I was called after my Friday night appearance at Sidesplitters Comedy Club in Tampa. But which you missed, by the way, Jarek. I still don't forgive you. And
you said you did forgive me.
I take it back.
Oh, God.
We'll talk about the letter email that Sidesplitters received about my performance when we returned. Don't go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.